One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
True.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
I don't know it.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. Now, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000 are seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can stay calm under pressure. Please welcome Kyle. Kyle, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from?
Sunderland.
Oh, good man. Good man. We're in for a lot of fun this afternoon. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a personal banker.
And what does that involve? It
involves helping people with their finances and making their dreams come true.
All right, OK. So, you like playing cards with your nan?
I do. I love my nan a bit. Nana Ethel, and she absolutely loves you.
Oh, really?
She does.
Hi, Nana Ethel. All right?
Give her a wink.
She'll like that one.
She do.
Throughout the game, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands, it's 117 beats per minute.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's quite high. So try and stay calm, because the faster your heart rate, the quicker your heartbeats are going to deteriorate, which means you've got less time to play all the games. So before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. There they are. We don't want to see that number reach zero. Are you ready, Kyle?
I am. Let's go for
it. Good man. Let's try and win some money. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Kyle, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. Get a question wrong and we'll deduct 25 heartbeats.
Yeah.
If during one of the rounds the question's too difficult or you can feel your heartbeat racing, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. We'll then ask you to step back on the plate and you'll answer a new question. You understand?
Cool.
Everyone starts with the same opening game, and that round is Contrast. This is how it works.
This is Contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish Contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
The first challenge is worth £250. Are you ready to play?
I am, let's go.
All right, Carl, let's play Contrast. All right, Carl, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Rome, Athens, play, is home to the temple called the Parthenon.
Athens.
Was ruled by Julius Caesar between 46 BC and 44 BC.
Rome.
Is the home of Ashley Cole's new football club following his 2014 transfer from Chelsea.
Rome.
Is said to have been founded by Romulus and Remus.
Athens.
Became capital of its country in 1834.
Athens.
Was home of the country's king until he was deposed in 1967.
Athens.
Was the first city in the world to have a democratic government.
Rome.
Hosted the first ever modern Olympic Games in 1896.
Athens.
Was the birthplace of actress Sophia Loren.
Rome.
Yes, got the heartbeat! Come on over, Kyle. Come on over.
Going to Rome soon. That paid off.
Well, now you know some more facts about Rome. Or did you know them already, or was it just guesswork?
I knew some of them. A lot of it was guessing.
Well, it's quite easy
educated
guessing.
Educated guess, I would
educated
say.
Educated guess. Well, of course. You did really, really well. Well done, Kyle. You've got 816 heartbeats left. You peaked at 153. However, when you stepped on, it was about 130.
Right.
All right, so pre-game, you need to try and calm yourself down because there's no point backing yourself into a corner starting again with your heart rate relatively high. Well, one more thing. Playing along to the beat of your heart are going to be our string quartet. They are quite intimidating, aren't they?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Are you single, Kyle?
I am indeed.
So are they! Hey!
There's 200 beats a minute gone.
Try and calm down. Don't look over there.
Blindfold.
Blindfold. All right, yes, we wear blinkers. So, after round one, Kyle has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, hopefully, you could be walking out of here with 25 grand. But please do remember, you must have enough heartbeats to enable you to play our final round, which is cash out. Only by completing this round will you be able to leave with the money that you've banked. What kind of money are you hoping to take away?
I think anything is a bonus, but I would love ideally to take away about 10k. If I could,
right,
it'd be ideal.
And have you got your mindset on anything that you would spend it on?
Oh yeah, something really, really good. But it's got flight New Zealand and fly back, clubbing in every major city till it's gone.
Nice. Good idea. I'll come with you if you don't mind.
Then I might buy a house with any luck.
Yeah. All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. This is how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Kyle, it's reorder.
OK.
You've got 816 heartbeats remaining. I've got to ask you this question. Do you want to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I'll play.
Good man. All right, let's play reorder. All right, Kyle, you need to reorder six answers. If you're ready, if you feel you're calm enough, please step onto the plate.
Major, Brigadier, General, Lieutenant, Colonel, Captain, Officer
Rank. Step out.
All right, Kyle, you stepped off the plate. Not confident in officer ranks with the
numbers. Not got a clue. All my family's in the army as well.
Really?
Don't give us that look.
Really?
Yeah. I was always going to be an office boy though, wasn't I?
All right, so officer ranks in the British Army, most junior to most senior. We'll go through the answers after, unfortunately, because you stepped off the plate. We've taken away 50 heartbeats from your total. There you go, you've got 753 now. Right, any idea where we're going to start off? Most junior. First up, lieutenant. Then it's captain. Major, Colonel, Brigadier, General is the most senior.
Wouldn't have had a clue.
So you did the right thing.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine,
definitely.
That's fine. You did the right thing. All right, Cal, we're going to step back onto the plate. Good luck.
Thanks.
Let's play reorder. All right, if you're ready, feeling calm enough, Kyle, please step onto the plate.
Liverpool, Celtic, AC Milan, Real Madrid, Juventus, Manchester United. Football teams, times they've won the European Cup, UEFA Champions League. Fewest to most, play.
Celtic. Liverpool. Juventus. AC Milan. Manchester United. AC Milan. Oh, sorry, Liverpool. AC Milan. Real Madrid.
Yes, got the heartbeat.
I forgot Liverpool was there.
Well done, Carl. You used 225 heartbeats. You got three wrong. So throughout the gameplay, we reduced you by 75 heartbeats. Not bad, not bad. You've got 591 remaining. You peaked at 150. Mm-hmm. So you need to really, really calm down. Yeah. A little bit. It's not all bad. We're in good stead at the moment. So, after round two, Kyle has banked £500. He's got 591 heartbeats remaining. Join us after the break to see if you can bank more cash.
In Lonely Hearts ads, what does the abbreviation SWF generally stand for? Sassy, witty, flirty, or single, white, female? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, in Lonely Hearts ads, what does the abbreviation SWF generally stand for? The answer is single white female. Before the break, Kyle from Sunderland played two rounds, banking £500, but wrong answers proved costly. with 591 heartbeats remaining, can he up his game and win a fortune?
All right, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Oh, one of my favourites. Here we go.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
So, we're going to play Assemble. It's a giant jigsaw. What do you think?
The jigsaw's moving on.
So, are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for £500?
I'm going to play on.
Good man. All right, we're going to play on. Let's play Assemble. Good luck. You need to find five missing pieces, Kyle. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Johnny Depp. Clay.
Ten. Five. Two. Six. Twelve. Nine. 11.
Yes! Stop the heartbeat. Come on over, Kyle. Come to me. Well done. You used 162 heartbeats trying to assemble Johnny Depp. You got two wrong. Not bad. Not bad. And you've got 429 heartbeats remaining. You've banked £1,000. Really, really good.
All right,
well
that.
Done. Your nan, Ethel, will be so chuffed. So chuffed watching at home. All right, let's take a look at round four. It's Identify, and this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So round four, Kyle, you've got 429 heartbeats remaining. This is where you need to seriously start thinking about tactics.
Yeah.
Before you came into the studio, what were you thinking? Where did you want to end up? How many heartbeats did you want to have banked to enable you to cash out?
I wanted 400.
Right, well, you've got 429. Next round's worth £2,500. If Ethel was here, if Ethel was playing, what would she say to you right now?
Go on, son, do it.
But you're here, you're under the lights, you're feeling the pressure. Any ideas what you want to do? It is a risk, but you still
got... It's what you can do, though, isn't it? So it's...
It is, you know, you've got a lot of heartbeats left. It's just under halfway. And, you know, we're going to play a round where if you're not 100% about the question, you can still step off the plate, reduce 50, and then look for more answers in the next question. It's a tough decision, Carl, but I am going to ask you, are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with a grand?
I'm going to cash out.
You're going to cash out. All right, Carl, you've made it through three rounds. You've got £1,000. Let's play cash out. Good luck. So, Kyle, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? God forbid, because Ethel will go nuts. Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate. But as always, every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. Are you ready, Kyle? Good luck.
Go for it.
Please step onto the plate.
True, false, clay. T. TV chef Nigella Lawson is the daughter of former Chancellor of the Exchequer Nigel Lawson.
True.
The town of Shrewsbury is in the county of Shropshire.
True.
Comedian Jimmy Carr was born during Jimmy Carter's US presidency.
False.
The acronym LASER stands for light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation.
False.
The chemical element carbon is a metal.
True.
The T in T.S. Eliot stands for Thomas.
True.
Actor Charlie Chaplin was born in the 19th century.
False.
In the NATO phonetic alphabet, uniform represents the letter U.
True.
On the Beatles' Abbey Road album cover, Paul McCartney is leading the quartet.
False.
In Australia, the Great Barrier Reef is located off the coast of Queensland.
True.
Vexillology is the study of flags.
False.
Electronics company Sennheiser was founded in Germany.
True.
In 2014, MP Philip Hammond was appointed Foreign Secretary. The fictional character Holly Golightly was created by Harper Lee.
False.
In art, Van Gogh was born after Rembrandt.
True.
In finance, an ISA is an individual savings account.
True.
Yeah! Come on! Are you being finance question for coming, Andy?
Oh, wow. I tell you what, that was
close.
Hard work.
That was, it was close.
It was close, but how ironic that you ended on an ISA.
If I got that wrong, I'd have definitely been sacked. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Mate, you did exceptionally well.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I was worried then for you because a couple of times it went back to zero. I was thinking, oh, come on, Kyle, please. But well done. Well done. You've got 91 heartbeats remaining. I don't think that would have been enough to play the next round and then cash out. So well done, Kyle. Excellent stuff. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round three where you cashed out with £1,000. Kyle, thank you very much for playing.
Thank you very much.
1,000 heartbeats.
Cheers.
Excellent. Cheers. Well done. So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Well, let's welcome Pauline from Essex. Hi, Pauline.
Hello,
Dom. Hi, Pauline. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Very excited to have you with us.
I'm very excited too.
Good stuff. What do you do for a living?
I work in a needlecraft shop, selling
knitting
wools and threads and embroidery, all that sort of thing.
And do you do that in your spare time? Is that
how you relax? I do a lot of knitting, yes. I have done it sort of semi-professionally. I've done some for a company that did some of Stella McCartney's range.
Really?
Yes.
Get you, Pauline.
But mainly it's just for the family and myself.
And you played a 27-hour-long Scrabble competition.
Yes, it's an annual event. We start on the Saturday at lunchtime and go right through till Sunday afternoon, all through the night.
Good for you, because on 1,000 Heartbeats we have a lot of word games.
Oh, I'm hoping they'll come up for me.
Do you think you'll be good at those?
I hope so.
Well, good luck, Pauline.
Thank you very much.
Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and at the moment, it's 103 beats per minute, which is really good. So if you can stay like that, you'll go a long way. Because the faster your heart rate, the less time you'll have to complete all of the rounds. Are you ready to play, Pauline?
Yes, I am, Bernard.
All right, good luck. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you.
All right, Pauline, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that round is contrast. Here's how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, the first round is worth £250. It is, of course, contrast. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Vernon.
All right, let's play contrast. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Pauline, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Manchester, Liverpool, play. Is home to the famous music venue, the Cavern Club.
Liverpool.
Began life as a Roman fort called Mamikium.
Manchester.
Is home to John Moores University.
Liverpool.
Was the place where the band The Stone Roses was formed.
Manchester.
Elected Joe Anderson as mayor in 2012.
Liverpool.
Is home to the prestigious Cunard Building.
Liverpool.
Was the location of the birthplace of the Football League in 1888.
Manchester.
Well done. Come on over. Well done, Pauline.
Thank you.
That was excellent. You only used 86 heartbeats.
Wow.
Have you been to Manchester and Liverpool, spent some time there?
I have, yes, but some of those were guesses, I must admit.
Oh, really? Well, well done. Well guessed.
Thank you.
Well guessed. And the highlight of that for me was you managed to stay calm under pressure. It rose a little bit during the end of the round, but I think that was just the atmosphere within the studio, because you realise you're coming to the end of the round and your heart rate races a little bit, because it peaked at 127.
Ooh.
So it's not bad, but during rest, your heart rate is quite low.
That's good,
So if you can try and stay calm during gameplay on the plate, we should go a long way, and hopefully we'll edge closer to £25,000.
Wow, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, it really would. All right, so after round one, Pauline has banked £250 and has 914 heartbeats remaining. How will she do? We'll find out after the break.
What are the lower chambers of the human heart called? Atria or ventricles? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what are the lower chambers of the human heart called? The answer is ventricles. Before the break, we welcomed Pauline from Essex to the show. She played the perfect first round, answering every question correctly. With 914 heartbeats remaining, could she win a life-changing £25,000?
Pauline, let's continue. Let's take a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Pauline, it's round two. You've got 914 heartbeats remaining. Really good. Really, really good. Are you going to play on for 500 or cash out for 250?
I'll play on for 500, please.
Of course you will. All right, let's play reorder. Good luck.
Thank you.
Pauline, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
William Pitt the Younger, Clement Attlee, Neville Chamberlain, David Lloyd George, Tony Blair, Robert Walpole. British Prime Ministers, year they first became Prime Minister, earliest to latest. Play.
Robert Walpole. William Pitt the Younger. Clement Attlee. Neville Chamberlain. David Lloyd George. Clement Attlee. Neville Chamberlain. Clement Attlee. Tony Blair.
Yes, well done, Pauline. Good work, Pauline.
Oh, thank you.
Three wrong answers, which cost you 75 heartbeats, and it took you 162. A little bit more than the previous round, but still, well done.
Thank you very much.
Politics, one of the subjects you were looking forward to?
Definitely not, no.
No?
Well, I knew a few of them. It was just the middle ones that were a bit jumbled up.
Yeah, all right, well, well done. And your heart rate peaked at 140. That's the highest it's been so far. In fact, that's the highest it's been since you came into the studio. Take some deep breath and calm yourself down. We should be in good stead. All right, so after round two, Pauline has banked £500. She's got 752 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's take a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So it's round three, Pauline. You've got 752 heartbeats remaining. The next round is Unscramble, anagrams.
Yes.
You play a lot of Scrabble.
I do, yes.
You should be good at this.
I hope so, yes. It's going to be embarrassing if I'm not.
All right, so are you going to play on for £1,000, Pauline, or are you going to cash out with 500?
I I shall play on for 1,000, please.
All right, here we go. I've got high hopes on this round, Pauline. Let's play on Scramble. You need to unscramble 5 words, Pauline. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Nature, play.
Five is donkey. Two is moose. Have a clue, please.
Mammals.
Mammals. Step off.
Well done, Pauline. Great gameplay. No, you made the right decision. You made the right decision. You got 2 right, which means in the next question for Unscramble, you'd only need to find 3.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So, the clue was mammals. Let's get the answers out of the way. The first one that we were looking for was... elephant. Oh. Third one... leopard. Ooh. Any idea what the fourth one was?
No. Chimpanzee. I can see it now.
Well done. So those are the correct answers. You stepped off the plate, which cost you 50 heartbeats. So let's take them from your current total, which is 664, 614. It's still really good, Pauline. It's still really good. So your heart rate is quite low now, which is good. Let's play it on Scramble. Good luck, Pauline.
Thank you.
OK, Pauline, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Food, play.
Clue, please.
Nuts.
Number one, almond. Number 4 is macchiato. Number 5 is cashew. And number 2 is chestnut.
Yes, well done, Pauline. Well done. Well
thank
done.
You.
You did really well.
Oh, cheers.
Really
thank you.
Well. You used 247 heartbeats. You got 1 wrong. You did step off the plate. You used 2 clues, which is also 25 heartbeats per clue. And the one that you got wrong there was macadamia.
Oh, yes.
Macadamia.
Yes.
Right, so you banked £1,000. You've got 505 heartbeats remaining. So let's see round 4. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see 2 columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round 4. You have 505 heartbeats remaining, Pauline. Are you going to play on for £2,500 or are you going to cash out with 1,000?
I'll play on for 2,500.
All right, we're going to play on. Let's play Link.
Thank you.
Pauline, you need to find the 4 correct links. Please step onto the plate.
Uriah Heep, Ebenezer Scrooge, Wackford Squeers, Paul Sweedlepipe, Mr. Brownlow, Dick Swiveller. Link these Charles Dickens characters to the books in which they appear. Play.
Ebenezer Scrooge, Oliver Twist. Ebenezer Scrooge, Christmas Carol. Uriah Heep, Oliver Twist. Uriah Heep, Great Expectations. Step off.
Stepped off the plate, Pauline. Charles Dickens characters to the books in which they appear. You got 1 right. You got 1 right. Quite tough for you, that?
Yes, it was. I know lots of the titles, but not who's in them.
I'm the opposite, you see. I know the characters, but I don't really know where they fit in the books. So let's go through the correct answers. The first one. Wackford Squeers, Nicholas Nickleby. Mr. Brownlow, Oliver Twist. What are you laughing at, Pauline?
It's just nerves.
Just nerves, yeah. Yeah. And the final... Dick Swiveller! And the final one, Richard Swiveller. In the old curiosity shop. Right, so those are the answers we're looking for, Pauline.
Right.
All right, so what we're going to do is, because, once again, you stepped off the plate, we're going to take 50 heartbeats from your total, which is 347, leaving you 297. All right, Pauline, let's try again. Let's play a link. If you're ready, Pauline, please step onto the plate.
Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Uruguay, Chile, Paraguay, Colombia. Link these Latin American countries to their capital cities. Play.
Chile, Santiago. Nicaragua, Managua. Colombia, Bogota.
Yes, well done. Come on over, Pauline. Excellent.
Oh, I thought I had to get another one still.
No, you only needed to get three.
Excellent.
You only needed to get three. That round cost you 274 heartbeats. It's a lot more than you've used previous.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it really is. But you've banked £2,500.
Right.
And you've left yourself 231 heartbeats. So you've got to ask yourself a question now. Do you have enough heartbeats to cash out? Don't make a decision just yet. We'll find out what that decision is after the break.
Steps reached number one with a double A-side single featuring Heartbeat and which Bee Gees song? Tragedy or Words? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Steps reached number one with a double A-side single featuring Heartbeat and which Bee Gees song? The answer is Tragedy. Before the break, Pauline from Essex struggled with Link but managed to bank £2,500. With 231 heartbeats remaining, Pauline has a decision to make. Does she play cash out now or play on for £5,000?
All right, let's reveal round five. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, Pauline, with 231 heartbeats remaining, do you think you've left yourself enough to play on for £5,000, or are you going to cash out with £2,500?
I'm going to cash out, please, Vernon.
Pauline, you've made it through four rounds, and you've got £2,500 to play for. Let's play cash out. Okay. Pauline, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during Cash Out, you cannot step off the plate and a wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. Are you ready, Pauline? Good
yes.
luck. For £2,500, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. San Francisco is a city in the American state of California.
True.
J.R.R. Tolkien wrote the novel The Catcher in the Rye.
False.
The Rhine River flows through Paris.
True.
Footballer Ashley Cole used to play for Arsenal Football Club.
True.
Abraham Lincoln was the first director of the FBI.
False.
Fingal O'Flaherty Wills were the middle names of the writer Oscar Wilde.
True.
The year 2000 was a leap year.
True.
The planet Neptune was discovered after the year 1900.
True.
Mutton is meat from a cow.
False.
Sebastian Vettel holds the record for winning the most Formula One world
True.
Drivers. The famous Hollywood sign in Los Angeles originally read Hollywoodland.
True.
Pauline! Unlucky.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
It was Can we meet anyway. To the front? Oh, turn this way, face to front. Pauline, you got up to four.
I know.
You got
I
up to
believe
four.
It. Yes.
Unlucky.
Yes.
But you've been a fabulous contestant.
Oh,
have you enjoyed
you.
Yourself?
I have. I've had a lovely time. Thank
Good.
You very much.
You made it to cash out, but unfortunately, you used all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, but thank you for playing
okay,
1,000
thank
heartbeats.
You.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Joe from Barnsley. Hiya, Joe.
Hello, Vernon.
Mwah. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
So, Joe, you're from Barnsley.
I am.
And you're a travel agent.
I am.
And you like ghost hunting.
I do.
Have you seriously felt, you know, any presence? Have you seen any ghosts, anything like that?
Oh, I've definitely felt it, and I felt I have been pushed as well. So, yeah. And
pushed
then,
by a ghost?
Yeah. There's quite a few incidents that's happened, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, being scared, I would imagine that your heart rate's through the roof.
It is, especially on one occasion, it really did go through the roof when I got a spirit actually attached itself to me and it followed me to the ladies, obviously. The actual cubicle next door, the door were banging constantly and there were nobody else in. So that were quite frightening.
That's quite freaky, that job.
Yes, I know.
Wow, good grief. Can you feel any presence in this studio?
No, not yet.
No. Hopefully we're going to give you a present. It'll be 25 grand.
Oh, yeah, would that be nice?
It would be wouldn't
nice,
it?
Yeah.
Hey? So have you got any idea already what you're going to spend the money on should you win?
I would just love a static home in Cleethorpes.
Do you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So throughout the game, we'll be monitoring your heart rate. So let's take a look at it right now. It's 108. That's not bad, that, Joe. Before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Are you ready to play, Joe?
Sure am.
All right, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. So everyone starts their game with the same round. That is contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
First round's worth £250. Are you ready?
I am.
Good stuff. Let's play contrast. You need to get 7 questions right, Joe. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Atlantic, Pacific, play. The ocean that separates the UK from the USA is the...
Pacific.
The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical featuring the song Bloody Mary is called South...
Pacific.
The ocean, which covers approximately 20% of the surface of the Earth, is the...
Atlantic.
The ocean in which the Falkland Islands lie is the...
Atlantic.
The ocean that contains the Great Barrier Reef is the...
Pacific.
The conflict involving Chile, Bolivia and Peru during the late 1800s is known as the War of...
Atlantic.
The ocean with a surface area of approximately 64 million square miles is the...
Atlantic.
The ocean that is the home to the notorious Bermuda Triangle is the...
Atlantic.
The ocean housing Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was famously imprisoned, is
Pacific.
The...
Pacific.
The ocean containing Easter Island is the...
Pacific.
The TV channel launched in the UK in 2011, specialising in US dramas, is
Atlantic.
Called...
Yes, Dr. Harvey! Oh, come on, John. Oh, John. How do you think that went?
All right.
It looked a bit nerve-wracking for you.
Yeah,
I mean, the Atlantic
yeah.
and the Pacific, that's not a topic that you were comfortable with, I'm guessing.
No, definitely not.
So, you've got £250 banked.
Right.
You've got 750 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 123, that's not too bad. However, wrong answers.
I know.
I think sometimes it's better to take time thinking of the answer than to just rush into it and take a hit with 25 heartbeats.
Yeah.
Right, but never mind. Yeah. So I'm in the first round. We're doing all right. All right, Joel, let's take a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
All right, Joel, round two, reorder. What kind of topics would you be looking for?
Wham.
As in George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley? Right. Big
fan
of Wham.
I'd be happy with that. Oh, yeah, I've been a Whamette since I was, like, 13. So,
have you?
Yeah.
All right, so you've got £250 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play for £500 or cash out for £250?
I want to play, please.
All right, good answer, Joel. Let's play reorder. Joe, you need to reorder six answers. If you're ready and you feel you're calm enough, just step onto the plate, please.
Black or White, One Day in Your Life, Blood on the Dance Floor, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Billie Jean, Earth Song, Michael Jackson number one singles, original release date, earliest to latest, play.
One Day in Your Life. I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Billie Jean. Blood on the Dance Floor. I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Black or White. Blood on the Dance Floor. Earth Song. Blood on the Dance Floor.
Yes, well done, John. Oh, good grief. Michael Jackson songs. They weren't Wham, but they were Michael Jackson songs. You got three wrong answers, which cost you 75 heartbeats. You've banked £500. You've got 595 heartbeats left. You peaked at 120, so it's going down.
Okay.
So we're getting more relaxed. And you used 155. If we can keep it at 155, we should be all right. All right?
Okay.
Hopefully, we'll be able to bank some more money. How are you feeling?
A little bit better.
Good.
Yeah, a little bit better now.
Good. All right, Joel, let's take a look at round three. It's assemble. It's a big jigsaw. Here's how it works.
This is assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Joel, it's round three. It's assemble. How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know, because I haven't done a jigsaw since I was, like, three, so... it'll be interesting.
Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out at £500?
I'm going to play on.
All right, let's play assemble. All right, Joy, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Lewis Hamilton. Play.
Eight. Three. 12. 5. 8. 7.
Yes! Well done, Joe. Fabulous. Good stuff. Really good stuff. You only got one wrong.
Hey.
That's good. Really, really good. You used 110 heartbeats, which is fab. That's the least you've used so far. You've got a big decision to make because you've got 485 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to push yourself for more money or are you going to decide to cash out? Oh, unfortunately, Joey, I haven't got enough time to play the next round.
Oh.
Never mind. You'll have to join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Joe gets on. We'll see you then.